Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. Why do you do what you do? Why are you a sales leader? And why does your team do what they do as well? Why are they in a sales role? Hello, this is Darren Mitchell, and in today's episode of the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast, we're going to talk about the big three-letter word that is why, W-H-Y. Why do you do what you do? Why does your team do what you do? What do you stand for? And why should anybody care? What's really interesting is working with hundreds, if not thousands, of sales leaders and sales teams over the years, it's really interesting to see that when you ask somebody, what do you do? Because that's the standard question. What do you do? Where do you work? And what's important about that? And all that sort of stuff. It's very, very rare that anybody asks you the question, why did you get into sales? Why did you get into sales leadership? Because most people ask the surface level questions around, what is it that you do? You just think about the networking events you go to, or even when you, connect with somebody on LinkedIn, you'll ask somebody, so what do you do? Well, tell me a little bit more about what you do. And it's a very surface level question, but it's something that a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable with. And this is another thing that came out of the session we ran this week with a big organization, in terms of when it comes to sales, when it comes to managing portfolios, when it comes to separating ourselves from the competition, often it's not so much what we do, it's actually why we do it. And as Simon Sinek says in his TED Talks, but also in his book, Start With Why, people will always buy why you do something. They won't necessarily buy what you do. So it's the why that will separate everything you do from your competition. And this is what's going to separate you in terms of your differentiation and hopefully the value that you bring to the marketplace. And if you look at what organizations do, marketing companies, sales companies, product companies, it's interesting, they all are very, very good at articulating what it is that they do. So it doesn't matter what product or service they're selling or what product or service they provide. It's really clear for them in terms of what they do. And often they'll lead their marketing with that. So it educates the marketplace, but it's also quite easy to do because it's really clear and tangible in terms of what it is they do. They might provide a tangible product or they might provide a tangible service. It's another thing, though, to start thinking about, well, what is it that I do, and how do I provide that service? What differentiates us against our competition? And this is where a lot of organizations start to spend a lot more time, because once they're really clear on what it is they do, they can start thinking about, well, what is our unique selling prop? What is our unique differentiation? What is our unique value proposition that we can go into the marketplace with and hopefully incent customers to look at us in a different way and therefore have motivation to purchase us versus purchasing products or services from our competitors? But what separates everybody, what separates the best from the not so great, or the elite from the not so great, or just the good from the great, is the people who know why they do it and the organizations who know why they do it. These are the ones that are able to generate the fast mover advantage, but also the competitive advantage over their competitors. And this is something that Simon Sinek talks a lot about, in the reason why organizations such as Apple have been absolutely successful compared to a lot of other organizations that potentially have the same level of technology, and in some cases, even a better level of technology. And so what he's talking about, and this is the purpose of today's conversation, because we really need to get really honed in on why it is that we do what it is that we do, and not so much get caught up in the what or the focus on the how. Because as he talks about in his TED Talks, he'll often talk about the fact that Apple is an organization that makes great computers, right? They're sleek, they're easy to use, they're quite intuitive. But if they went out to the marketplace and said, oh, look, we're a computer company that makes great computers, and they're really intuitive and easy to use, would you like to buy one? And you can get it in multiple different colors. The chances are that they wouldn't be as successful as they are. What makes Apple unique is they actually start with the reason why they exist. And they exist basically to change people's thinking, or change the world, make things different, think differently, and also challenge the status quo. That is the reason why they exist. Now, how they do that is they actually make easy to use, intuitive type products that happen to be inclusive of making things like MP3 players, iPhones, iPads, computers. And when they go to the marketplace and ask you if you would like to buy one, most people have no issue in wanting to buy an Apple based on how they resonate with the reason why Apple exists. And one of the biggest challenges we've got as sales leaders and certainly as sales teams is determining what it is that is our why. Why do we do what we do? Why do you come to work every single day? Why did you choose to be a sales leader? And why does your team choose to be a sales executive within your team? And therefore, why does your company choose to operate in the marketplace that it does? And this is something that not a lot of organizations and not a lot of sales leaders spend near enough time on to try and determine that, because it's not easy. It's actually quite difficult, but it's also quite intangible. And it's so easy for people to actually look at the tangibility of things, such as what it is that we do, the product, the physical service that we provide, and focus on that, and then look at the how in terms of trying to determine the differentiator. But we're missing the mark. So one of the key things I'm working a lot with in clients right now, in terms of whether it be individually or in groups, is really honing in on the reason why we exist. And as I alluded to earlier in the week, I recorded a podcast around the curiosity model and trying to build your unique value proposition. When organizations and sales teams and sales leaders are able to identify the true reason as to why they do what it is that they do, it makes it a hell of a lot easier for them to come up with what is potentially a unique value proposition. Now, this is always going to be in the eyes of the beholder, so you've got to look at the market that you're actually targeting and try to come up with the reason why they would want to listen to you and why they would care. Now, the organizations that do this really well and the sales leaders that I'm working with and have worked with and for over the years that do this also really well is they get really clear on why they exist. They also think about what is the specific problem that I want to be able to solve. And first of all, I've got to identify what is the problem that needs to be solved first and foremost. And then I start building my why around that. When that happens, it almost makes you unstoppable, because it's very hard to knock people off their axis or to displace organizations and people when they're really, really strong on why they do what they do. And so when you've got somebody who is really clear on that, it makes it really, really hard to compete against them, because often it's quite unique. And this is why it's so important that we get really granular on why we do what we do. I've just started to work with a brand new client, and one of the things that he's really focused in on is what makes him different and what separates him from everybody else in his marketplace. Now, he's got some huge goals he wants to hit over the next 12 months. And what we started to work on and focus on is, okay, why is he in the position that he is, and why is he building the business that he is? What is the differentiation that he sees is in the marketplace, and what brings customers to him? What attracts people to him? What attracts organizations to him? And why do people keep coming back? Now, we've started to do that work, and what's becoming really clear is they want to be able to be with him and spend more time with him because of who he is. And so we've started to delve into why that is and what are some of the characteristics and values that he's got, in order that becomes really attractive to either existing customers to stick around and spend more money, but also potential customers who want to get closer to him and closer to what we call the source of momentum, that they just want to hang around with him, literally hang off his every word, but also grow with him as he grows his organization as well. Now, what was really interesting is he brought me on to try and help him develop his sales strategy and some sales tactics around exponentially improving his business and therefore helping his sales teams grow as well. But what we started to do is really hone in on why he exists in the first place, why he does what he does, and what brings him back to the office every single day, and why he's on the mission that he's on to create the magic that he's trying to create. Once we've got that, then guess what? All the sales strategy will actually just fall into place. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to work on a sales strategy, but honing in on why first is an absolute game changer. And I must be honest, it's something that he's never really thought about up until now. But when we started talking about this, you could see the eyes light up, and all of a sudden he now gets it. And even within his own organization, the vibe and the culture has started to make a bit of a paradigm shift in terms of, okay, let's just focus in on why we're doing what we're doing, because this is the game changer for us. So the key message out of today is to think about, you know, why do you exist? Why does your company exist? Why does your team exist? And why do you do what you do? It is so important to find this out, because if you can determine what your why is, the reason for why you do what you do every single day, then it makes it so much easier to go through what you've got to go through in order to quote unquote reach success, even though success is a journey, it's not a destination. But it'll always, almost always beat any organization or any person that is focused on either the what they do or how they do it. The person with the purpose, the person with the why, is the one that will always come out on top. And it's just been proven time and time and time again. So there's a number of reasons why is so important. Here's just a couple to think about as we wrap up this podcast and wrap up the week and look forward to the weekend ahead. Knowing your why will create your, or help create your purpose. So you've heard a lot of purpose-driven organizations. We're a purpose-driven culture. We've got to be really, really clear on, okay, do we have a purpose? Do we have a pulse? Why do we exist? And if you haven't done this exercise with your team, it's something that you can really delve into and spend some time doing, because it'll guarantee it'll pay back dividends like you would not believe when you get really clear on what your purpose is and therefore why you do what you do. Also, what it does is it creates meaning for your team. So getting really clear on what it is, it means it's easier to have the conversations, it's easier to rally people around a cause. And as I was talking about to my client today, once you know exactly why you're doing what you're doing, it makes it so much easier to then attract new people. And when you bring them in, you've got them on a blueprint, you give them a blueprint, and you bring them into that culture, and they know exactly what needs to be done because the clarity around the why is so clear. Now, it's a bit of a dichotomy because clarity and clear is the same thing, but you know what I mean. What it also does, it actually creates desire. Knowing your why creates desire. So when the chips are down, when the obstacles are in front of you, knowing why you do what you do is actually going to increase your level of aptitude around desire to move forward, to push through those boundaries, to get over those obstacles and do whatever it takes to get to the end goal, because you know exactly why you are doing it. And in that, with that line of thinking as well, it's also going to arm you with the tactics and the strategies and information that you need in order to break through those barriers and get through to the other side. Because you've got the confidence that, you know what, I know exactly why I'm doing this. So all I've got to do is look for the resources that are available, because most of the resources will be within arm's length, or in fact within you itself, themselves, yourself, to actually get over what you need to get over or get through what you need to get through. Knowing that you've got those resources available will enable you to do that. And even if it's just putting one foot in front of the other, that is making progress. But knowing your why will give you the impetus and the confidence to take that next step. Just one step at a time, and through that over time, you'll actually get to the end result, and you'll learn some amazing lessons as well. So a couple of other ones as well, it actually provides you with energy. So when you're down and out, when you're not necessarily, you know, kicking all the goals, because there will be times when you'll be in the troughs, and you'll also be in the valley. So you've got to keep going. But what the knowing your why does, it provides you with energy, and it provides you with momentum around that energy, knowing that you can put one foot in front of the other, that you can know that taking that next step will enable you to move forward towards the outcome of the goal you're looking for. And it almost could just be the difference that makes all the difference in terms of referring to your second wind, giving you that second wind, just to take that one more step. And that one more step could be the step that actually is the catalyst for making that breakthrough that you're looking for. And the last one is a really important one. This is what we covered off with my client today, and that is really knowing your why, really getting clear on your why and why you're doing it, actually is an antidote to quitting, right? So just when the chips are down, it's easy for people to give up or go and look for doing to do something else, or to try and find another solution. When you know your why, you know exactly, you're crystal clear on why it is that you're doing what you're doing. You know what the goal is. You know that also that the path to that goal may not necessarily be a straight line. In fact, most cases it won't be a straight line. But you're not going to quit, because you know you're here for the long haul and you're fixated on the end result, but you're pretty flexible in terms of how you go about getting that. So I think if I look back on all the people I've been working with and worked within the past, and separate the ones that have got those great results from ones that didn't get the quite result they were looking for, it really comes down to the ones that excelled, and ones that excelled over a sustained period of time were the ones that knew exactly why they were doing what they were doing. And so if there's one thing that comes out of this particular episode, or one thing that comes out of this week in particular, if I was to sum up the week that I've had, and certainly the week that a lot of the people I've dealt with have had, it's getting really, really clear on, or getting refocused on in a lot of cases, why you do what you do, what gets you up every single morning, and why do you continue to move forward in the direction that you're going. If you can get really clear on that, then all the what and all the how can be just the added cream to the crop, or the icing to the cake. Or the strategy or the tactics to support the why. So instead of thinking about what you do and how you do it, how about you spend some time thinking about really why you do what you do, and lead your team through that exercise as well, and really get granular on what you stand for as a team. Why is it important that you do what you do, and what are the results therefore you're going to deliver through the why, not necessarily through the what or the how. So I trust that message resonates. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. I trust that you've enjoyed a really productive week. And as a reminder, if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, I've got some spots available over the next couple of months to work with you and help you and your team drive some exceptional results, and in the process allow you to move to the exceptional sales letter status, where you're generating significantly more sales results and therefore more meaning, and as a byproduct of that, of course, more money. I'd love to have a conversation with you, and let's work out a program that will be right for you. Jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time that suits, and I'll give you a call, and I look forward to that. So until next episode, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks once again for plugging in to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast, and I look forward to talking to you on the very next episode, being on Monday next week. Have a great one, and all the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.